When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, everybody? We're back from Disney World.
And we're hating life.
Are we?
No, it's just so hard. It's so hard to come back from like an idealistic created world to normal world.
I know.
It's like when we got back from our cruise and we were like, we can only eat one bagel for a meal.
Where's the buffet that we go to before lunch?
Why am I not eating dessert before this breakfast and then having a four-course breakfast and then eating pizza and fries and soft serve after? Coming back from Disney, it's more like, why isn't there music playing as I walk that makes me feel like a hero off to save the world? Or
I can do that for you. I'll hold up my phone for the next little while.
Thank you. How come every time I go into a building, a beautifully dressed cast member doesn't say, I'm so glad to see you,
Welcome
Ashley.
Welcome home.
Because I have my name on a pin on my chest.
I know. It was such a great vacation. And we're still putting out these videos for you guys. You're going to learn a lot on this podcast before you even see the video. So props to you for being a podcast listener. High five.
Here's another good one. What? Why isn't there a professional photographer around every bend at every beautiful
to take
photographic
our picture willingly.
Scene?
I know. Yeah, that was fun.
It's really great for your Instagram game when there's 800 professional photographers just waiting around to take a picture of you.
Yeah, we need to get one of those.
That was real nice.
Anyways, today we wanted to talk about basically what's in it for you is like traveling with kids. Is it worth it? That's going to be like the question that we're answering. And it will be relating to our Disney World trip, but you can apply it to anything that you have going. So if you have kids right now, if you're going to have kids in the future, everybody eventually has to travel somewhere, whether for it's like a holiday or a family vacation.
And we've held off hard.
We
have pumped those brakes harder than maybe anyone else has ever pumped them.
Yeah, just because it's so hard. But sometimes it's worth it. Sometimes it's not. And we're going to be talking about it right now and hopefully bring some value to you in like little tips or tools or just experiences or help you understand what you're getting yourself into if you're planning a trip with a baby or just listen along for fun because we have some fun stories and experiences that were crazy.
Yeah, we want to kind of spin it in a way where we talk about what our expectations were and then
that was our last podcast.
Yeah, and then hit you with what the reality was. And I'm going to say that expectations were exceeded and then also not exceeded.
Oh.
In some situations.
Okay, well, let's get started.
But I will say that we came home smiling until we got on the plane ride home and James killed our spirits.
The drive home?
The plane and the drive.
Plane and the drive, yeah.
And for a good 12 hours, we were pretty sure that we had wasted all of our money just because of the return trip. But we took a night, we slept on it, and watched our vlogs.
Watch our vlog. Remember all of our happy
remembered
moments.
Remembered that we actually had a good time.
Yeah, so we're going to go over everything. And at the end, we'll declare if we thought it was worth it or not officially.
I declare.
Okay. Ashley has a little bit of an outline. Ash, what are we talking about first? The plane ride?
Yeah. Okay. So we're talking about the plane ride. Okay. So if you don't know this, if you don't follow us on Instagram, which you should. Oh, speaking of Instagram, my mom wanted us to say that this podcast is brought to you by my mom.
Because she's downstairs watching our kids.
And if you want to show her some love, go follow her on Instagram.
At Go Grandma Trish.
Yes. And it's a really fun Instagram. And
she posts about organization and cleanliness.
And just her fun life.
And just her life with her little puppy. And being
us. We're in it a lot too. And her other kids. So if you want to know even more about us, you can go follow my mom's Instagram and it makes her day when she gets a new follower.
She's like, ooh, you guys, look. Yeah, I think she's almost to 1,000. Let's get Go Grandma Trish to 1,000, you guys.
Let's get her to 2,000.
Let's get her to 2,000.
She'll babysit whenever we want her to.
I know.
And then if we can get her more followers every time she babysits, we will have her. She will babysit a lot.
And then we can make more podcasts and videos for
right.
you.
So it all comes back to you guys. It's a win-win-win situation.
Okay.
Wait, what's that Office quote where it's like conflict resolution and the options are win-lose, win-win, or win-win-win?
The win-win-win. Yeah. Okay, so in our last podcast, we talked about our expectations about our red-eye flight overnight with the kids.
Dallin's were rock bottom, and mine were a little bit too chill. I was like, they're going to sleep. It's going to be great. At least they're not in their car seat. At least we can hold them and comfort them. And that's true. And it was probably better than if they were in their car seat for 4 hours.
No, I think they would have slept in their car seat.
Well, that's true too. So what basically happened was George is an amazing...
This vlog is out, by the way. If you haven't seen it yet, go watch the first, our Red Eye Flight vlog.
George is an amazing traveler. If we had only had one kid, we could be world travelers with George. Basically, his life on an airplane is how he wishes his life could be at all times.
He just gets to sit there. He learned how to use headphones.
He learned how to use headphones.
And he just watches his shows and eats candy and little cookies from the airplane and apple juice.
Yeah, sweet ladies and men come by and ask him if he wants more apple juice and if he'd like a cookie. And he's like...
It's George's best life.
He just goes, yes, thank you.
Yeah. So the red eye flight was like George slept the whole time / just got up and watched his show, which was great.
Right. If it was just George, we would have all watched shows together. It is so hard to not watch a show on an airplane when everyone's sitting there watching shows. Gosh, I know. So jealous. James did great, except for that she just didn't fall into a deep sleep. And I kind of had to hold her. It was almost like a torture situation where I had to hold her kind of out away from me.
After like an hour, your arms get really tired.
It was like a game on, if you've seen Survivor, they do those competitions where it's like who can hold their arm out the longest without dropping
torture.
It.
Torture.
And that was me. And then it got like, it reached a whole new level where it's just so hard to nurse on a plane. I don't know why, but it just really is. And for me, I just had to overcome my fear of showing my boob to everybody.
Which nobody saw because they're all watching the shows or asleep
I'm sure people saw it.
I leaned over and blocked.
Oh, well, you were asleep too sometimes.
I tried for like an hour. I think I finally slept. But the hardest part about the red eye flight with kids was just that we didn't sleep hardly at all.
I know.
So the next day we were dead. And that whole first day of our trip, well, at least the first half was wasted by sleeping
until
noon.
Someone commented on our YouTube channel, I think. They were like, wow, your energy is really inspiring, but it looks like you're running on low batteries.
Yep, that was it. First day. We slept till noon, and then we went to Epcot until closing time.
Yeps. Oh, I wanted to say, though.
And that vlog is out, too, by the way.
Yeah, Epcot vlog is out.
If you're listening the day we post this podcast.
So we got there. Our flight lands and we get there and we're all just happy to be off the plane. And we don't know what to expect. We just know Disney is picking us up somehow. I imagined a small van.
Yeah.
And I thought they would have car seats and stuff.
No, it was a big, lovely bus.
You come down in the Orlando airport, you go down to level 1 or level 3. You go down to a different level. And there's signs everywhere, this way to the Disney Magical Express.
Uh-huh. It was so nice.
And we were the only ones because it was literally like 4 in the morning.
It was their first drive in the morning. So like they start at 5 and we landed at like 5:04.
And it is a butt huge like tour bus.
It's a huge tour bus and we were the only ones on the bus.
And you go in and it's the cleanest bus I've ever been on.
And they have shows. They have like a little screen.
There's like a TV.
Just telling you what to expect. Welcome home.
And also you're playing Disney cartoons. And George was just happy as can be. James was just past the
James
point of no return.
James was screaming the whole time. And I felt so bad for that bus driver.
It wasn't a mad scream. It was just
exhausted.
Why aren't you guys letting me go to sleep scream?
Yeah.
It was just, she was just delirious.
So that was a very long drive.
But
it's like
we were
in actuality, Dad. It is like a 30-minute drive to Disney World. And luckily, Fort Wilderness. The campground was the first stop.
Yeah, we stayed at Fort Wilderness and we were super scared because the technical check-in time is 11 or maybe 3. I can't remember.
Three.
Mm-hmm. And we were just scared because we got there at 4.
They would have held our bags, but...
But there was still like 3 hours before any restaurants opened or just any parks opened, like 5 hours before the parks even opened.
So we were like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? Are we just going to like be sitting on a bench somewhere?
Yeah.
But we got there. It was like so lovely.
It was like heaven. They were just...
It was like, welcome. They were so accommodating.
Welcome to Disney.
They switched our cabin and found us in a cabin that was open right then.
And we had been like, maybe they'll let us check in early. Because most hotels are... just don't care and they won't, but they got us, they drove us to our cabin and delivered our luggage to us a couple hours later, and we just slept for that whole first morning. And that was a magical morning. Disney gave us a magical morning because
really
even the kids slept. We slept till like 11. We missed our first reservation, which was
that
sucked. Unfortunate.
Charged like, it's like $10 per person if you miss a reservation.
It would have been really fun though.
Would have been, but we missed it.
But then we go to Epcot and we go to all the parks. We went to all the parks and we're like, watch our vlogs if you want to see the park stuff. We just kind of want to touch on the expectation and the reality of the situations and our highs and our lows of the trip and our favorite moments. We had been to Disney World before with George, so Disneyland. So our expectations for round trip number two was that it would be less fun because we had two babies this time. And I will say it was harder. Like it was never... It was always man on kid, like man, like there was always two.
Yeah.
There were magical moments where they both fell asleep, but there wasn't a ton of downtime where they both were asleep.
Uh-huh. And it was hard because like, I mean, when they were awake, they were pretty chill on the rides. We just each held a kid and they loved all the rides.
Yeah. They're so we only went on kid rides. And the great thing about Disney is they have a ton of... I kind of was like, gosh, do they only have these water boat rides? Where he's... But I guess that's all we went on. They have a ton of rides where you're like in a boat floating around.
There were some rides.
But there's so many more. We did
the In the Seas with Nemo and Friends
ride. That one was fun.
That's just like a conveyor belt one.
Yeah, they have...
There were other rides that you could have done like that. Peter Pan's flight was closed. We could have done like the carousel or Dumbo's flight. We didn't do any of those.
We didn't.
But we did like Pirates of the Caribbean. We did
a lot of the boat rides and a lot of the like sit in the seat. And
of course, Frozen Ever After.
Frozen Ever After was our favorite ride. Magical ride. It was so good.
Holy cow.
And just sang the whole time.
The technology of like animatronics is so cool now.
Yeah, they don't have puppets anymore. They just project a face onto a character. Like
I think it's like a little... The eyeballs are little screens, like little...
No,
little...
The face is projected onto like a blank face so that it can talk and look real. And it doesn't look like a puppet.
Real.
It's really cool.
It's amazing. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about the hardest thing about the parks. The stroller.
You do yours, Dallin.
The hardest thing. Okay. This is going to be Disney
this was
World Dallin, specific.
Dallin's very like, he has things that really, really bother him.
Yeah.
And then there are things that they're not stupid things, but for the most part, they're things that don't bother me. I don't know. I'm kind of more like big picture, easy breezy, but Dallin has like little things that just like sounds and noises.
Well, here's the most annoying.
And this was another thing that just really bugged him.
The hardest thing. Okay.
And well, I will say, hold on. Let me cut you off one more time. Okay. It probably only bothered him because he was the one who did this job every time. I did the other job.
The hardest thing about Disney World, here it is to get from your cabin or lodge to any of the parks requires a long bus ride or a long boat ride. That's one of the things that why Disneyland would probably be better with little kids is because like the parks are right there or the resorts are right there. You can literally walk to the park from your hotel.
There's a couple of resorts that are better for like to Disney's credit.
There's like one that you can walk to Magic Kingdom, I think.
Contemporary and Grand Floridian.
You can walk. And it's still a bit of a longer walk.
There's other ones that are like closer to Epcot or closer. But to Disney's credit, we were in Fort Wilderness, which is the farthest from any park. It's like,
is it though?
I think it is.
And you have to take a bus to the outpost and then get on another bus that goes to the park.
Yeah, Fort Wilderness is bus heavy. It's transportation heavy.
Yeah, so that was really hard.
And we probably won't stay there.
And the hardest part is because you have these two little kids and you can't bring the strollers on the bus until you fold them up. So we have to like, okay, you
unload.
We like some of the bus drivers let us load the stroller onto the bus first and then set the kids down in the seats and then take all the crap out of the bottom of the stroller so you can fold it up. Other bus drivers wouldn't even let you. So you had to like, okay, you take George up, set him in a seat, come back, get James. And then once she's out of the stroller, I'll get the backpacks out of the stroller so that I can fold it up and then lug it up into this bus.
Where
and
it doesn't all these even
people,
fit.
I know. And there's nowhere to put it. And then all these people are sitting in the bus waiting on you for like 2 minutes and all eyes are on you. And I just hate that.
Yeah.
I just hate making people wait on me. Kids are screaming.
It
and
wouldn't it's just be so super hard. Stressful.
And like multiple times a day, at least in the morning like and at night.
8 times a day.
Yeah. And it's just like, ugh, it's a big,
and I think they're working on it, like they're building gondolas between parks.
Well, the only ones they can do that with is between Universal or Hollywood Studios and Epcot. They're working on a gondola right now, but besides that, you have to take buses or ferries or the monorail. Monorail's nice.
The monorail's nice because you don't have to. So if you can stay in a hotel, that the monorail, there's, I think it's the Contemporary. There's one where the monorail goes straight through the hotel.
Yeah,
that one's nice. Okay, I will say this. It's so hard because you're packing your stroller for the day. You're not like, so you have food, diaper bags, like extra clothes.
Water bottles.
It's a big pack. And then to have to unpack everything every time. And our
every
stroller.
Time you get on a freaking bus.
Luckily, the airplane killed our stroller. Delta, you owe us a stroller.
I looked on there and they said you had to show it to him that day in the airport.
Really?
Yeah, to get a claim number. And then you fill out a claim online within 24 hours. So we might have missed that boat. Maybe we can call.
I'll try and call.
And see if they'll make an exception. Because they literally destroyed our stroller. Like, broke it.
Yeah.
They just, I don't know what the guys are thinking. They're like, oh, look at this plastic thing. Let me just huck it as hard as I can into the airplane.
It. Well, it's probably because it wouldn't fold, which it doesn't fold entirely. Which was what made it so hard on the buses. But you shouldn't force it.
It's like they could set things down. You just watch them out the window as they're loading luggage. It's like a game that they play, like tree hucking that like log jammers play. It was like, let's see how far we can huck these suitcases. There's probably not valuables or
I know
these suitcases probably didn't cost $100. And like, so we get our brand new suitcase back and there's all these scuffs and scratches and like dents in it. And just like, come on.
Yeah, that was annoying.
Anyways, rant over about luggage and strollers on airplanes.
Hopefully we get a new stroller. Just how hard the stroller was. So if you go to Disney or anywhere, we tried to pack light.
Just try to have it in one backpack.
It's just hard when you're planning on being there from 9 in the morning till like 9 at night.
Yeah.
You need like, you have, there's not, some of the pockets are going to be full of snacks and like George would have snacks on the tray and like a water bottle.
Yeah. And then like you have to pack all this stuff up and all these people are really waiting hard. For the bus. Stressful.
Stressful.
Angry. Okay. Next.
The last hard thing about Disney is that it's just so big.
And Disney World.
Disney World. It's so huge. You can't really park hop. And I think they're working on that, but you can't really park hop unless... So don't buy the park hopper.
Don't buy the park hopper with kids unless you have specific plans to go to like one restaurant for breakfast and like another one for dinner. You are not naturally going to...
It takes like an hour to get anywhere.
Yeah. Unless you like want to pay $40-$50 for a minivan, which would be lovely.
It's
if you
a minivan.
Have that money to
it's
spend.
Painted like Minnie Mouse.
Yeah. And it's through the Lyft app and you just order a minivan. They come pick you up and everything. You can skip the buses.
Which is great. And they have two car seats in everyone.
But we didn't want to spend all that money. So... Basically, the bus system takes a long time and you will not park hop with kids. So don't waste your money on park hoppers.
Right. We learned that lesson.
We wasted that money.
Okay. Okay. So
let's get fun.
Let's get fun. The great things about the trip. These are our favorite moments. Dallin, what's your favorite moment?
Man, I just loved seeing the joy in George's eyes. Like just being able to look around and be so curious and happy. Just like looking at things in the rides or recognizing characters like Winnie the Pooh. He was like, it's good to see you, Piglet. It's good to see you, Winnie the Pooh. So
George
so,
believes in
so
these characters now more than he does in Santa.
Just the joy in George's eyes. I love that.
I think we're going to fail at Santa just because I feel like malls and things don't do a great job of like.
We're going to have to go to Disney World for Christmas
now. Maybe that's what we'll do. But like Disney does a good job at making it really easy to believe that these people, these characters are real things.
They do really good. So yeah, George was, that was like one of like the happiest things for me. Personally, my favorite thing was definitely Flight of Passage in the new Avatar Land in Animal Kingdom. Yeah, that we had to, was like, nuts.
We had to hack the Fast Pass system. Well, we just had to refresh it over and over and over and over, over again until someone canceled their Fast Pass for Flight of Passage and we picked it up. Like, you have to snag it because they've all been sold out for like 80 days.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, but it was an amazing ride.
It was so
just
cool.
Mind-blowing. And
if you've seen Avatar, you know those banshees, the flying creatures, it's like Soarin', you know, the ride that you just see the big IMAX screen and you're flying and it moves with you, but you're sitting on, everybody has their own individual seat. It's like you're sitting on like a motorcycle, but it's the back of a banshee and you hang on like you're hanging on to the back of the banshee's ears and you feel it breathing. Like it feels like you're on a horse, how you feel it breathing between your legs, mm-hmm. and you feel it like start and stop and make
the
noises.
The crazy thing for me though,
and you have 3D goggles on, it's a total virtual reality experience. And it was so cool.
The crazy thing though was like when you go in and sit on your banshee, there's only like 10 people in the room with you, or 16. I think there's 16. So
I thought it was going to be this little
thing. Yeah, so it feels really small. But then the wall opens up in front of you. And if you look to the side and you look up,
there's literally rows and rows
on top of you.
Hundreds of people.
There's hundreds of people doing it with you. It's crazy.
But they make it such a personalized experience. The wait line, they make it so cool. It's all interactive. A lot of the lines are interactive.
They make it
such a cool experience. It's like the ride before the ride. There's screens, there's games you can play, there's like kids rides, they have like playgrounds along the lines.
Yeah, Pandora, just the land of Pandora. It glows, everything glows at night.
Man, I'm so excited for that
vlog. And every sidewalk with glow in the dark stuff, and there's black lights everywhere. So it looks just like the movie.
It's so ridiculous. That was amazing. So that personally was my favorite part.
Yeah, my favorites were Crystal Palace. We made a reservation at Crystal Palace in Magic Kingdom, and it's like a family sit down thing, and the characters come around from Winnie the Pooh. And if you know George, if you watch our vlogs, he loves them, like Piglet and Pooh and Tigger. It was like, I don't even know, like he hugged Piglet longer than he's ever hugged me.
Yeah. Oh man, that's gonna be the cutest vlog. That one's coming out next.
And he was just like, it's good to see you, Piglet. Like he's been waiting all his life for his friend Piglet, like wondering why doesn't Piglet come see me. And then it finally happened for him. And it was an expensive dinner. Like it's like $40, $50 a person.
So worth it.
But like I would have paid.
The food alone.
Hundreds of dollars.
The food alone was so good. And that's not even like the thing you're paying for. You're paying
for your kids to meet Winnie the Pooh fan.
Winnie the Pooh.
I would. Or they have other character dining where it's with the princesses or with Elsa and Anna. Like if you have a child who loves that show, it's just the most magical parent moment. And I know like a lot of people will say he won't remember that. But it's not like it was for him in the moment, but it was for me forever.
When we got home, I was talking to George outside. Every night afterwards, I tried to like talk to him and ask him what he remembered about the day, just to try to like build that into his brain so he could remember it. Cause I want to like build those neuro pathways so that he can like keep these beautiful memories. That's at least what I think I'm hoping that right. I'm able to do. But when we got home, he told me he remembered like, he's like, Winnie the Pooh. And then he remembered the safari ride at Animal Kingdom and seeing the tiger and the elephant and the giraffe. And he remembers those things.
I know a lot of people tried to talk us out of it. And I've heard that excuse a lot. Like, don't spend the money now. They'll just forget. But I think it's worth it now, just because I'll always remember. Like, George may forget how much he loved Winnie the Pooh when he was two and how special that was for him in that moment, like how happy it made him, but we'll never forget. And we'll always just,
and we have the videos too.
I know, but it's just such a special thing for us as parents to be able to give him, like he hates all the presents we've ever given him, but to finally give him something that like,
like an experience
makes him like so happy he cries.
Yeah. And when he's older, I think he'll feel loved in the future that we took him in the past, even though it was harder.
Yeah, and like if you can't take your kids, that doesn't mean they won't feel loved. But it was just like a special thing we wanted to do for him, but more for us, because we knew it makes us most happy when he's happy, kind of. Mm-hmm. I would pay hundreds of dollars just because his reaction was so just pure and precious. And
so excited to make that vlog. That's the next one. Man, so yeah, those are our favorite moments.
Wait, no, second favorite moment. I have three. Second favorite moment. Eating at the Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Sanaa.
You guys need to do it. It's so good.
We went for lunch. First of all, it's really hard to get dinner reservations, but we went for lunch and it was cheaper and was still so good.
The letdown was that George fell asleep and he slept from the bus, taking him out of the bus, waiting for a reservation to come up for like 30 minutes. The whole restaurant and home. Like, he never woke up.
He was by the third day. George was out so hard during nap time. It was like fun, but also we had done it for him
because he loves animals. So what it's like is the restaurant is Animal Kingdom Lodge has African safari animals that can walk right up to the lodge. So you can see them from your rooms. And the restaurant had huge floor to ceiling windows. And you could there was a giraffe eating outside our window and a wildebeest thing. And
like all these exotic zebras birds
were walking
by. You just look at as you're eating, you just look right out your window and see like a giraffe walk by.
And we were like, I was hoping we would be seated by a window, and we were, which is really hard to get. And he just slept the whole way. But it was really fun for Dylan and I. Like, we have as much fun seeing an elephant as George does. So
yeah, it was cool.
And the food was better than anything we've ever tasted. Good.
I didn't even know that those flavors existed. I didn't even know food existed.
Could taste that good.
Yeah.
Like, where have we been eating? What is my problem? Why can't I make stuff that good?
Let's learn how to make curry.
Why can't I just...
Oh, we overheard somebody else ask for the recipe, and they said you could get the head chef's card at the front and email him and ask for recipes. And he'll
send you the recipe.
And we didn't do it. Well, maybe we can still find it online somehow. Man, that was good.
Okay, last favorite memory. Our last day. And this was... The last day was a hard day because on the second day of Disney, James got a fever and was throwing up and was sick. And like, they were better during the day and kind of just chilled in the stroller. And at night is when their congestion got super bad and they would spike fevers at night. So James was sick the first night, the second night, and the third night. And George got sick the third night and the fourth night. So like, the last day we were just done. Like, Della and I were like, we need a vacation from this.
I know.
Disney is hard enough, but Disney with sick kids is just a whole new level.
Gosh, yeah, that's another thing to consider with the overall theme of this podcast being traveling with kids. Is it worth it? Like, they'll probably get sick on the airplane because airplanes are just a cesspool of sickness.
I don't know where they got the germs. Like, and then Disney World, like, you can't, like, James is a crawler. Like, we can't hold her 24/7. She
just puts everything in her mouth.
She just needs to be crawling. So we would let her crawl on the ground, like in places where there weren't a ton of people, just to get some energy out. And like, who knows the germ? And then just touching all the handrails. It's, you know, like, there's probably a lot of germs, and our kids got sick. And luckily it wasn't terrible, but there was some throwing up and there was fevers.
At 1 a.m.
There was diarrhea. Nights. Like, it was a trip. And then the night before the last night, George fell at, there was a campfire sing-along and he tripped in the gravel and hit his face on those logs that line sidewalks sometimes. And his teeth almost went all the way through his lip. There was just a lot of blood. His face was swollen.
It's still swollen.
Still swollen. Getting better. But it was a big...
Things happen.
It was like all the best and all the worst things happened. So our last day was really hard. And we were walking past Fort Wilderness Campground has a horse like they keep all the Disney horses there, and we were walking past it and they have these ponies, and they're the ponies that
beautiful
pull,
white ponies,
they're the ponies that pull Cinderella's carriage when they get it out for like weddings or big events. And George, they do pony rides on him, and George saw a little boy riding on the pony, and I would think he would be terrified, he would be like nowhere near that, he's super cautious
for real.
And he saw it and he was like, ride of that pony. And we went and looked, and it only cost $12.
For two laps. It was $8 for one lap.
I was sure it was going to cost like $100. Yeah. It was just $12. It was like $8 for one lap and $12 for two. So we did $12, and he had the best time.
Ashley led him, and they let the parents lead the horse too. They're super tame ponies. Ashley led him around the first lap, and he's just holding on to the horn on the saddle the whole time.
He kept saying, riding that pony.
Yeah, and he was so happy. He loved it. And I took him around the second lap, and it was the cutest thing.
It was like the happiest moment.
We'll post that photo on Instagram the day that we do that video.
Yeah, if you don't follow us, our Instagram is at the Dashleys.
Yeah.
And
oh, man. We posted a lot of video photos from the trip, too. So make sure you go and see
those. But like, that was just the perfect way to end it. Thank you, Disney, for having not too expensive pony rides and for having miniature ponies that were magical and white.
That was beautiful. Can I talk about another thing that was pretty hard?
Yeah.
It was us knowing all the things we could be doing, but we couldn't because we had kids. We just like kept saying to ourselves, man, when our kids are older, we're going to come back to this park by ourselves for like 4 days and just ride and do everything.
As soon as your kids hit the age of four, I looked this up because we were thinking of maybe doing this now, but they're too young. They have to be like completely potty trained age of four. They have these amazing kids camps you can take your kids to for a couple of hours. I mean, as long as you want, but we would probably just do it for like a couple hours and go like out to dinner.
Yeah.
And like just, it would just be so great. We can't even speak of it. It's
all
so
day. Ash and I are just like, oh, well, that would be really fun to do.
Not that we weren't having fun with them. There's just so many rides you can't do with children, or it's not as fun to like, rider switch is great where Dallin goes and then I go.
But it just sucks doing a ride by yourself. You want to be able to look over and see like the person you love screaming and having a good time with you.
And we got to talk about it together. But if not enough, we're excited. We decided like as soon as James is done nursing, we're going to do a Disneyland trip for like 2 days and just go and just sleep in and go to the parks and go to dinner at night. Just do all the nice things. Like there's so many nice restaurants that we didn't want to bring our kids to because we had to choose loud ones because our kids are loud and messy.
Yeah,
like they have ritzy places. We're just really excited to do that, and it's coming fast.
It'll be here before we know it.
Yeah. Or
so for now, we just had to lower expectations and just ride a few rides with Fastpass Rider Switch and just do little things that the kids could do with us. And those were the expectations we had, so we weren't too disappointed.
Well, we went into every day, we would like look at each other and be like, no expectations.
Yeah.
We would have to like say that. Like,
we're here for the kids. We're doing things that we can all do together. And luckily, Disney World is like, that's what they specialize
everywhere
in.
Everywhere stroller friendly.
Doing things with kids. There's so ramps many. Everywhere. There's place to park the stroller. There's so many experiences to do with kids.
So many wonderful kids snacks.
That's
okay,
one of the things that makes it so great.
The desserts at the restaurant? Tell them about the dessert. That was one of my favorites.
Man, the detail they go to help your kids have a good time
George
is so
great.
George
ordered a brownie for dessert, and we thought he would just get a brownie. But he got a little brownie in the shape of a circle with like a divot in it. And then he got petal cookies that went around it. Or maybe they were butterfly.
It looked like a surfboard, probably a petal or something.
It was like a petal.
And then it came with three different icings and a paintbrush, and it was a plain cookie so that he could paint his own cookie with the icings, however he designed it, however he wanted, and the brownie, and paint it with his own little paintbrush.
Maybe
that's the coolest
like
thing.
African
I don't know
mask.
Why more at restaurants don't do that.
It was amazing.
It was such a good idea. And that would have kept him, if he was awake, that would have kept him busy forever. But instead, we just brought it home in a box and he did it another night.
Yeah. Or at like the barbecue restaurant had a Lincoln Log station to the side.
Yeah. And George just went and played with Lincoln Logs and all these games.
Was eight, and I was just, I couldn't, why don't more restaurants do that?
That was so awesome. So family friendly. Loved that about
just
Disney
everything.
World.
So we got to do like, we got to do more than we usually get to do, like more adult things than we usually get to do because they cater to children, which is really nice.
So there's all the good and the bad. Though there's so many things, there's still things that Ash and I couldn't do that we wanted to do. Namely, like more rides or like more things quicker.
Or like shows.
Or shows.
We had to leave some shows early.
We watched the beginning of a lot of shows.
It was great beginnings.
Just never saw the end of any of them. Yeah.
Where are we going next? So we have this, because this is kind of like our full-time thing now, we want to be...
Well, we do other videography.
We do other videography, but we want our vlogs to be...
But we can kind of plan our own schedule.
We want our vlogs to be real about family life, but we also want our vlogs to be, have some additional value. Like we want to be a family that shows other families like... the cool things to do in different places and like
fun things to do with your kids and like family adventures and
so,
like what's a cool way to do this vacation
or like
that.
If you're traveling here, what are fun family things that you can do here? Like we want to make videos of those things
and start traveling a little bit more as a family
and also
it's just really fun to watch.
But we want to be like, we want to be entertaining, but we also want to be an asset to you guys and like help you out, like at this Disney vlog, like give you tips and tricks and
everybody
ideas.
Has to go to Disney at least once.
Yeah, but we want to do that everywhere. So we're just kind of thinking of where our next place should be. So if you
we
guys...
had one funny idea.
Oh yeah,
because we both like hate RVs.
We're
a lot of people
campers.
Love RVs. I love camping.
Okay,
Ashley doesn't
loves
like camping.
Tent camping, but do you love camping with babies, Dallin?
No.
Right. So that's not in our future. But we thought. I'm like,
our near future.
I'm a hotel girl. I don't want to mess with the septic tank. I don't want my sink to not work. I don't want the slide out to not slide out.
I don't
when
want
it
to break
to.
Down in the middle of nowhere.
I don't want the Like, I grew up in trailers and they're great, but they're just a lot of work setting up and taking down and hauling. And there's just so much that can go wrong.
Driving a huge thing.
There's so much that can go right. But I just, growing up around that, have chosen in my life.
Plus, your family and my family have both had like hilariously, like horrible experiences where it breaks down, things don't work, right. It sucks. Like mini fire festival experiences.
Have you seen Fire Festival?
Oh my gosh, that is the craziest.
We've watched all the documentaries
on Netflix and Hulu. There's two different ones talking about how much of a failure the Fire Festival. Oh, hilarious. Anyways, so we were thinking one funny idea would be like, we just did a vacation that we both love. And so we thought we'd do another vacation that we both think we might hate. And it would be like a road trip in an RV. Like
when I was 12, maybe, I watched, when Oprah still had her show, her and her friend Gail went camping. And they are both not campers. And it was really funny to watch them just fail at camping.
And I'm sure we'll have fun. But also things could go wrong.
I think
we're going
to do that. Like, I think we'll do it.
And it's
like,
going to be
funny.
Like,
get a driving one.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh.
And it would just be for pure, for our fans' we'll entertainment.
We'll have an entire vlog about us learning how to empty the poop tank.
Oh, my gosh. All you RVers are like, oh, get over it. It's so easy.
Gray water, white water.
Yes, sissies.
Setting up the...
We've never done it before. So we've just heard our family, like, horrible experiences they've had.
They've also had great, like, it's them. Not...
And they've had great ones, too. But, like, especially with renting. Like...
Oh, yeah, my
Ashley
aunt
has some relatives, and there's
my aunt
just like
rented an RV.
So many things went
the
wrong.
The slide outs broke, so the whole trip they couldn't get any of their clothes out. And then the air conditioner broke.
Yeah.
And then they had to, so they came home early and they took back the RV, and the people couldn't get it open, so they didn't get their clothes back for like a week.
I didn't even hear that.
Yeah, it was bad.
Oh my gosh. So this is what we're going into, like, with this in our minds. And it could all just go smoothly and be just a fun
great
video,
things. Luna can come.
Knows? Luna can go. Yeah, that'll be another fun thing. So we're thinking that might be our next thing
bad
in a few months.
Things, we'll probably run into somebody. Do you have to take a course on how to drive a motorhome?
I don't know.
Like, do they just hand out buses
They're
to people?
Like, here you go. Be safe backing up. Try
know,
not
like,
to take city intersections wide. Good luck. Like, I don't know, but I think it'd be funny to get a big one, wouldn't it?
That'd be ridiculous.
Anyways, Instagram us, let us message us, or let us know if you think that'd be funny, or any other ideas, because we want to keep it moving.
We'll
and have some fun adventures
that
this
picture
year
of George riding the horse to our Instagram, and let us know on that picture if you have heard this podcast, and then what your ideas for our next travel place would be.
Yep.
And we will probably choose one, because we kind of need to schedule some out so that we have them planned, and so that we can like work up the bravery to do them.
I know. Gosh. Okay. What did we cover everything on your outline?
Yes. They make it sound so boring.
What?
Oh, I had one more favorite memory.
What?
Epcot has this ride called the Three Caballeros. Say it.
Caballeros.
Yeah, they have that ride. But walking into that ride, it's the Plaza de la Cruz from Coco. And again, if you know George, you know that after he had his great love for Moana, his second great love was Coco.
Mm-hmm.
And he walked in and he goes, oh, it's the Plaza de la Cruz.
It's the cutest thing hearing George say it. He says, it's the Plaza de Cruz. So
it was
cute.
Just really cool to
he said it
let
on
him,
the boat.
To
you
let
gotta
him
watch
into
that
it.
Vlog. Yeah.
And it looks just like the real Plaza de la Cruz, and he just thought it was, and it was really cute. And I loved it. Okay. That was pretty much it. We had one more hard moment.
The flight home. We already talked about that a little bit, but the flight home, first 2 hours were great. Once
somehow
the plane took
Fallon
off.
Got James to sleep.
Once the plane took off and she, like, with the acceleration, she kind of sunk back into my chest like she was in a swing, and the sound was like her sound machine, and she was out hard. So she napped for 2 hours, but it was a 4-hour flight.
I think it was just so hard because we, at that point, hadn't slept for an entire week. Like, really, it was like newborn sleep schedule again with them being sick
and not being in their own beds
and the time difference and the red eye flight. Like, we were so
their sleep was thrown off so
well,
hard.
Our sleep was bad. Like, they woke up like 20 times a night.
It was
bad.
Really, really
so we
bad.
Were like, we were running on nothing. And then to have another flight.
And then another flight home. The last 2 hours went by so
slow. I was a bad mom that
slow.
Day because I just needed to escape my children.
Yeah. but we couldn't because we were stuck in a large cylindrical tube in the air. And she started screaming. She's getting restless.
Well, even when she doesn't scream, guys, like, her happy sounds are ear piercing.
She's happy, she screams.
She's an angel, but
it's cute,
she's
I'm going deaf.
She's really loud. And the guy in front of us, I would watch him. She would do her shriek, her happy shriek.
Yeah.
And he would just jump.
He'd be like, huh!
I felt so bad.
Multiple
and
times.
Then James,
and then she gets up and like shakes his seat.
Here's the other way. Yeah,
pushes the screen, pounds on the screen, and we're like, no, James, no.
And then we will never do this again, but he bought a soda in the airport and we brought it onto the plane.
Spilled it right away.
All of the people's stuff behind us, like, I'm so sorry, but they were all soaked with Coke. If you put your stuff under our seats, Coke was on it. Yeah. And then Dallin made another mistake of ordering
apple juice,
a sticky drink.
Spilled it. Whole thing before anybody drank any of it.
He then made the mistake of putting it on the tray in front of
James. George held his hands out to hold it. And so I thought he would just start sipping on it, but he just kind of like dropped it.
Oh, I thought James did it.
No, it was George. So he just dropped it. I'm all soaked now.
A lot of apple juice. And then, so it was all over both kids, all over Dallin's crotchal region and all over our seats.
Yeah, and the air, that.
Like, bless her heart, what is she called? The stewardess was not cheerful.
She wasn't. She almost bashed George's head with his stupid cart.
She saw that we spilled and she just walked away and she's shook her head.
Yeah.
It made her really mad. I don't know what she has to do when we spill, and I'm sorry if that makes her work more, but she wasn't very helpful.
I mean, I understand. That's her job. She has to clean up all that crap. I was a busser at a restaurant. I hated kids because macaroni everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Crap everywhere.
We tried to clean up, but it was like a war zone. Like, it was bad.
Yeah. It's just hard. But now that I'm a parent, I have a lot more empathy and I understand that getting kids out to a restaurant is hard in and of itself.
Well, we felt
really
good.
And then it's just also an escape to get the kids out of the house and go eat some food that you didn't have to prepare yourself. So I have a lot more empathy for parents in restaurants.
Remember on the first day though, a kid walked by me with a hot dog and ketchup and they dumped the cat, they dropped it and the ketchup, like, it was like blood splat, blood patterns after a shooting scene. Like, I was covered in ketchup. But it was almost nice because I turned to Dallin and I was like, see, now we don't have to feel bad. Because I was super nice and gracious and like, don't worry, our kids do this all the time. And the mom was just like mortified. But it was great for us because we suddenly were like, we were really nice in that situation. Now we don't have to feel bad when our kids do 100 terrible things because someone's kid spilled ketchup on me.
Mm-hmm. So it happens to everybody. Circle of life.
Okay, we have to go. James is crying downstairs.
Yep.
But this vlog is over, or this podcast.
Thanks for listening along with us. Give us your tips for traveling with kids in the future, if there are any. But all that we've heard basically is that it's just hard and deal with it.
Our resolution.
So is it worth it, Ash? Was it worth it?
Yeah, we're asking it was that super worth it, end. But we're going to do it different next time.
Say that again.
Yes, it was super worth it, but we'll do it different next time. And if we want to do Disney, we'll fly to Disneyland because it's a 4-hour flight.
From where we live.
Mostly that. We're going to cut down. Like, if we go somewhere, it's going to be a quick flight. And that is mostly all. That is our decision. That's our away. It was worth it, but don't, if you can do it faster, do it faster.
Basically, kids don't thrive on vacation. And you just have to accept that. Understand you're still babysitting kids. It's just in a different place. And
there's going to be magical moments and there will be miserable moments.
Yeah. And just ride the ride and embrace it. And just, it's a lot funner than being in your house.
It is. You have to say that to yourself. We said that to ourselves a lot. At least this is more fun than being at home.
Yeah.
By the last day, we weren't saying that.
So when you go for yourself, you pay strictly for the experience and all the fun that you have. When you go with kids, you pay for
I was just happy not to be in our living room.
Not having to babysit your kids in your house. You get to babysit them in a park with a lot more things for them to do and look at and and chew on and stuff.
Yep. Okay, that's our podcast.
That's how we wrap it up right there. Thanks for joining us, you guys. Thank you to all of our sponsors who are supporting us. We're so grateful for you guys. It means so much. We're glad that you're getting value out of our podcast. You enjoy listening. Hopefully you're getting some few nuggets to take away to like better your lives, however that may be. And our main goal with these is just to like make you happy. Like we talk about things that make us happy with hopes that it makes you happy too, makes you smile. And that's really why we video, why we share our lives with you guys, why we do podcasts, why we do Instagram, just sharing what makes us happy.
If you are one of our sponsors, one of the people who have gone on to the Anchor app and they can choose to send, what is it called, to support our show?
Support with it a, with like a monthly contribution.
With a monthly contribution.
Most are doing $5.
We're going to start in our next podcast shouting out your names at the beginning of the podcast. So listen for your name and... I think that's a really cool way to start because you guys are helping this happen. So we will see you guys in our next podcast and we will be shouting you out in our next podcast too.
Thank you so much. So yeah, if you sponsor us before then, you'll be included in that list of people on our next podcast shout out. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. See you guys later.
See ya. Cause we don't need a lot to get us high. We started out with nothing, but it never felt like nothing. Let's take it all in stride. Build a big little life. All we need is each other. All we need is each other. I'm more out with all the clutter. All we need is each other. Let's build a big little life. All we need is each other. We don't need a lot to get us high. We started out with nothing, but it never felt like nothing. You were all I had to find. All we need is each other. Let's build a big little life. Cause we don't need a lot to get us by.